The Ghana Trade Union Congress is suggesting to government to place all public office holders under the same salary structure. The TUC thinks it is the only solution to address issues raised by workers on different pay structures. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, assured government of workers' willingness to work hard to improve not only their fortunes, but also ensure the development of the country.
While one segment of the public service is those employed in institutions specified under Article 190 of the 1990 Constitution are being blamed for the budget deficit, those specified under Article 71, including members of parliament, the judiciary, and the executive branch of government, have been paid hefty sums of money in the name of S. Raja Award, salary arrears dating back to 2009. Mr. President, this is unfair. No one can justify the situation where a group of people receive hundreds and thousands of CDs as compensation for only 4 years of public service as parliamentarians or working in the executive branch of government, whilst others receive peanuts, more than 30 or 40 years of public service as civil servants, teachers, nurses, or police officers. We must together tackle this injustice frontally. Your Excellency, we have a proposal. Our proposal is that all public office holders specified under both Articles 71 and 190 of the 1992 Constitution must be placed under the same salary structure. This may sound radical and may even require a change in the Constitution, but that is the only way forward. Mr. President, we trust that our proposals will receive your utmost attention. We believe that public sector pay can improve further if we reduce corruption and introduce fairness public sector administration.
Turning his attention on the theme for the celebration, Mr. Asamoah emphasized that an improved pension is linked to an improved wage. He asked workers who are not planning for their pensions to start saving towards it.
Whether in the formal or informal sector of the economy, you should remember that one day you also retire. The only way you can have a decent living during retirement is to have a decent pension. And you can have decent pension by making your pension your responsibility while you are paid employment or self-employed. You must endeavor to save part of what you earn today, whether high or low, towards the future. Don't wait until it is too late. Join a pension scheme today for a bright future. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the new pension law, Act 766, has introduced a three-tier pension in Ghana. The first tier is the SNIS scheme, which is a basic pension for all those who are in employment. Every paid worker in Ghana must ensure that he/she is registered with SNIS. Make it your responsibility to ensure that your employer pays your contribution to SNIS. It is our collective responsibility also to ensure that SNIS is managed efficiently and effectively so that it can be sustained. Again, it's our collective responsibility to ensure that these occupational privately managed schemes are managed well so that we can be sure of a decent lump sum payment while we retire. Your Excellency, we would like to propose a basic grant for all old people who are 60 years and above who are not on pension. We further propose that the basic income grant should at least be equal to the inflation-adjusted nutrition-based national poverty line and should be increased on a regular basis in line with increases in cost of living. By so doing, we can lift our fathers, mothers, and grandparents out of poverty, disease, destitution, and squalor.
Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah.